This is St. Louis Public Radio. The song Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang is considered a classic today. In 1979, it became one of the first commercially successful rap records. But when the song first came out 35 years ago, the producers couldn't persuade any station to play it on the air. St. Louis Public Radio's Emmanuel Berry has the story of the AM station in East St. Louis that's credited with giving the song its big break.
For telling a story about Rapper's Delight, I created what I thought was the perfect moment. I asked my hip-hop expert, Ronald Butts, or DJ G-Wiz, to meet me at a record store he frequents. I even got the store owners to play Rapper's Delight over the speaker system. Standing in a room full of hip-hop records, music playing in the background, I asked G-Wiz how significant Rapper's Delight is, and he laughs. Wait. Why did he laugh?
Rapper's Delight was the first song commercially successful. People all over, they were rapping. They just happened to be the first ones to get on record and be successful.
So how did this song become a breakout hit? The answer, according to hip-hop lore, a series of random occurrences. Sylvia Robinson, who passed away in 2011, was co-founder of Sugar Hill Records. In 1979, hip-hop centered on live performances in East Coast cities. Robinson had trouble finding rappers interested in recording. She eventually found three willing people, and they rapped over an instrumental version of a popular track by the band Chic. In a single, nearly 15-minute take, Rapper's Delight was completed. Check it out, I'm the CASN, the OVA, and the rest is FLY. After struggling to even get the record made, Robinson couldn't get the song on the radio. She begged stations to play it, but many DJs didn't like the style, length, or the sampling. But there was one DJ, Gentleman Jim Gates in East St. Louis, who, for whatever reason, heard something in the track. He's often credited with breaking the song. In 1979, he was working as a programming director at WESL, a soul and R&B station in East St. Louis. When a copy of Rapper's Delight arrived at Gates' station, he listened and thought, wow, what is that?
They're rapping over, this is Chic's music. That made it passable because Chic had sold about 10 million records already. I said, I like that. I'm going to play that now.
Now was during Edie Anderson's shift. On air, she was known as Edie B.
The last hour of my show was always the special hour. It was an hour of something. And usually it was ladies back to back, Aretha and Gladys. And so when he came to me and asked me to play this song, that's what was going on. I was in my last hour.
Rapper's Delight wasn't really Edie's style.
I'm the girl that was trying to sneak jazz into R&B. Now, all of a sudden, I got to play rap with my R&B.
I get a letter, listen, you got to play this. I don't want to. I said, you're going to play this. I'm going to be in my office listening, you know. Like, ooh. She was almost crying.
When I put it on, it was like a hippity hoppity hoppity. I'm like, what is this? The hippie to the hippie to hip hip the hopper, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie. Lo and behold, when I put it on the turntable, people just started calling up, what is that?
For Edie, the Jan phone lines served as a message. That music, as she'd known it, would forever be changed. I'm Emmanuel Berry, St. Louis Public Radio. Bang, bang the boogie to the beat.